Correction: this story originally said that this was the county's first tax increase since 2017 based on an incorrect reading of a chart in budget documents. It was actually the first rate increase since 2019. The Gazette apologizes for the confusion. Sturgeon County residents will have to pay more taxes next year to pay for police under the county's just-approved 2022 budget. Morinville residents, meanwhile, face a future of service cuts. Sturgeon County councilors approved their 2022 operating and capital budget December 14 in a 4-2 vote. Councilors Deanna Stang and Matthew McLennan opposed. The roughly $131 million budget features a 1.8% tax hike to pay for increased police costs. It is the county's first tax increase since 2019. County spokesperson Lucas Warren told the Gazette this 1.8% tax hike would add about $26 to the tax bill of a $400,000 residential property. Add in projected changes to utility costs, and most county homeowners can expect to pay about $30 more in taxes and utilities next year, roughly the cost of 15 large coffees at Tim Hortons, the Gazette estimates. The budget itself features 17.6 new full-time positions, including 3 full-time firefighters, 3 parks and open spaces officials, and an investment attraction specialist. It also includes up to $120,000 to support the Villeneuve Landing Network, $100,000 to map unregistered ditches for flood prevention, and $25,000 to switch water bills to monthly from every other month. Earlier this month, councilors used some $3 million in significant tax growth revenue, i.e. cash from industrial megaprojects such as the Sturgeon Refinery, to fund more grass mowing, coverall shelters for county machinery, a speed control review in the Sturgeon Valley, an investigation into waste-to-resource technologies, and other projects. Mayor Alana Natiu called the budget a balanced approach to the future that accounts for a rise in county obligations and resident expectations. Neil Camo said he hopes the county's 3 new firefighters would be spread throughout the county instead of being added to the Namau Fire Hall so more of the county can benefit from them. The approved 2022 county budget is to be posted to the county's website later this month. Cuts ahead in Morinville. Morinville councilors approved an interim budget on December 13 in a 6-1 vote. Jen Anheliger opposed. Town Council received the draft 2022 budget December 8 for debate. The draft, if approved, would see residential taxes rise 5% and a new one-year tax of 0.81% imposed on all town inhabitants to pay for sidewalk and road repairs. Those taxes, plus higher utility rates and projected changes to the seniors and education levies, would add about $465 to the average residential tax bill, enough for about 23 family passes to the Morinville Leisure Center, the Gazette estimates. Town Council called for an interim budget to give themselves more time to trim this tax hike. Town Financial Services Manager Travis Nosko told Council this interim budget is meant to approve funding for the town's daily operations until the actual budget is passed. As such, it does not consider revenues, does not propose a tax rate, and does not include any new operational projects. Nosko proposed a roughly $6 million budget, equivalent to 25% of the draft 2022 budget, to cover costs for the first quarter of next year. Council backed Cown. Stephen Defoe's move to cut this to 20% of the 2022 budget. Defoe said spending a quarter of next year's budget in the first quarter could make the rest of the year difficult if council makes significant budget cuts. He said he would prefer to instead have administration ask council to ask for more money should this 20% budget not be enough. Defoe later specified this reduction would not apply to snow removal, road maintenance, budget public engagement, and the town's Federation of Canadian Municipalities membership fees, all of which have to be paid in the next 4 months. These areas received more than 25% funding in the interim budget. Rebecca Belanco supported the change, as residents are already concerned about the budget's proposed tax effects and a 25% budget is comparable to a 1.5% tax hike. Scott Richardson voiced concern that a 20% budget could harm the town's library, as it had already dipped into its reserves to stay afloat last year. The library asked for $567,121 in support on November 23. The draft budget proposed to give them $442,707, which is the same amount they got this year. Council supported Mayor Simon Boersma's move to have administration and council identify potential service level cuts during the January 18 committee of the whole meeting. Council also directed administration to prepare a public engagement plan to discuss said cuts in early February.